I met Stella back in 2001. She was about 20. She was nervous. She was just graduating as a teacher. And from that sort of humble, rural Australian beginning, she came from a small town called Stowell near Melbourne. She just grew and grew and grew. And over the years I knew her, you know, she did comedy, that's true, but she also was the editor of the Ramp Up website for ABC. That's the equivalent of Ouch, really. But she did it brilliantly with pizzazz, with real political insight, with comedy. She was really sexy, you know, her clothes, her shoes, her smile. I was just thinking this morning, I had dinner with her a month ago. 2 weeks later, she was dead. Nothing to do with her impairment, as far as I know. People sometimes just drop dead. But it was a great loss because of her intellect, because of her humour, and because she had so much more to offer that we hadn't seen yet.
And the sort of humble irony of the whole situation is that Stella put so much effort into being, you know, wanting to tell the world that she was not in any way an inspiration. But yet, you, as well as I think all of us, can't help but describe her as inspiring. Does this mean that we've kind of missed the point completely? Would she be angry with us?
No, I don't think so. What she resented, and we all resent, is when people are praised for doing tiny, tiny things, doing nothing, you know, getting out of bed in the morning. Oh, you're so marvellous. That's what she resented. I don't think she would have objected to people getting the credit that they were due. You know, when people do great things, disabled people and others, we should praise them. It's simple as that. For her, inspiration porn is about when we say to other people, look at this lovely disabled person. They're doing so well. Stop moaning. You could do even better. You know, this idea that we were poster children to inspire other people. She didn't like that.